the music of the Canary Islands. And we play that because one of our American-born reporters, Kristen Henning, is really a nomad now and has just returned from a visit to the Canary Islands, where she found a marvellous Airbnb and also its owner. And it was situated far from the madding crowd. So before she and husband Tom set off on yet another of their nomadic voyages around the place, Kristen made time to call us and record another story. Now, Kristen Henning is back on Travel Writers Radio. She, as you may recall, is leading a nomadic existence with her husband Tom. They've sold the family home. I assume the children were happy about that. And they've been, for the past 7 years, travelling the world, like not exactly with a house on their back like a snail, but enjoying life. Welcome back to Travel Writers Radio, Kristen.
Thank you. I'm getting a little bit of a delay, but I'm really glad to be back.
Okay, I can fix that delay. Now, you've been in Tenerife, in the Canary Islands. That all I sort of know of it is that I think it's pirates were active over there in the early days of sail. How did you find it? How did you get there? You flew from the U.S.?
Yes, through Madrid, and it was really a great occasion because my sister-in-law planned the whole trip, and I was her guest, and so all I had to do was get myself there. One of her sons lives in the UK, so they had started from the UK and flew directly from London to Tenerife. I flew states to tonight Madrid, and then flew to Tenerife from Madrid, which is about a three-hour flight. It's longer than I thought because the Tenerife Islands, even though the Canary Islands, I should say, even though they're part of Spain, are really off of the southernmost part of Morocco, even the North Sahara area.
So they're almost in Africa.
Yeah, they're, you know, I think the 25th parallel is about the range of these islands.
Okay, so your first impression, you hadn't been there before?
No, and I'm so excited because I've now three trips this year, they've all been to islands, Cuba, the Canaries, and the Galapagos. So I had never been to any of the Spanish islands. It was really, really fascinating for me to see how much like Spain they are, how much history there is, and also what other influences are present there. Mm. The islands are volcanic, and Tenerife is dominated by this towering Taide volcano. So a lot of the activities there center around either the beach or the volcano and the ravines that drop dramatically down from this volcano to the ocean.
So can you climb the volcano, or can you drive up it?
You can climb the volcano. You can take a, what's the word for it? The cable car kind of thing,
yeah.
Teleférica.
Yeah.
Which is new, and then about a week before we were there had broken down but had been repaired. Oh. We did not do that.
Right.
We were sort of avoiding all the touristy areas.
Yeah.
But yes, you can definitely access, people want to do that, they should check in advance about getting a permit for hiking to the top.
Okay.
It does get busy.
And it's not an active volcano?
No, that's not been active for a long time. I think 1904 or somewhere around there was when that last erupted.
Due for another burst by the sound of it.
Yeah, it's due. They definitely keep their eye on the tremors there. But I think it's a lot of discussion and everyone says, well, yeah, fine, we're just going to go on living our daily life.
Okay. Now, on this particular trip, you opted for, I think your sister-in-law might have organized it. So she opted for Airbnb, right?
Yes, and we found this a tremendous place on the north side of the island, which is, again, it's sort of the less touristy. It's going to be a little bit more cloudy or volatile weather on the northern sides of the island. It's a triangular-shaped island, and the sun lovers and beachgoers tend to migrate to the south. So this Airbnb was really a pleasure for us to see because it was owned by and built by an architect from the area, and he has about five acres of land. I'm not sure what that is in hectares, but he had put a lot of loving care into both two guest houses, which we occupied both of the two guest houses. Gorgeous views, great access to a shoreline walk. And then also he has achieved a eco certification for his property because he's growing bananas, a lot of vegetables, herbs. He has chickens and has a worm-based composting system. So he's really proud of it, and it was really fun to share that kind of enthusiasm for a beautifully situated property.
Mm. So how long did you stay with him?
We were there for 1 week, and we were with him the whole time. We had fresh eggs and bananas delivered to our doorstep while we were there.
Wow, that sounds idyllic. And is there a town nearby? What's the sort of identification point?
The closest town is Puerto Santa Cruz. That is where this owner, his name is Javier Diaz, works as an architect. And we could, however, what's interesting about the Canaries or Tenerife is that there are a lot of little villages, so we could literally walk a couple of kilometers in one direction to eat dinner in a little village and walk a couple kilometers in the other direction to get to a bigger town where we could grocery shop.
It almost sounds like mainland Spain with its little white villages and things like that, yeah?
Yes, but with a very different sort of spirit. It's I can't really describe why, other than it's got that seafaring mentality and the island mentality.
Right.
People are tough.
Okay. And does it have, is there any other noticeable element there, the cuisine or the music or, you know, is it like other islands in, say, on the other side of the world?
I think that the cuisine is an interesting blend of Spanish cuisine with a little bit of North African influence.
Yeah.
They tend to serve a couple of wonderful sauces with every meal, the mojo sauces. One is green, made of cilantro, and another is a peppery, spicy sauce. We had some delicious food there. Of course, you can get the Iberian ham and so forth. What I didn't know is that Tenerife produces its own wine, and it stays on the island. They don't export any, of course, but they're very proud of it. I don't have the details in front of me, but I would love to get those and put them on our Travel Pass 50 site so people can look those up.
Yeah, that'd be good.
So that was fun. Yeah.
Okay. And is it the climate is obviously it's tropical, but is it wet or dry, or how would you describe it?
It can be both. It really changes depending upon what side of the volcano you're on. And quick weather systems go through. They had a lot of rain prior to our visit. We were there on a beautiful week, not terribly hot, but very nice. It did cloud up and rain on our side of the island, and it was perfectly sunny on the south. I might add that, you know, people who are interested in really getting out and visiting all ends of the island will find a great market in Santa Cruz. It's an old, I think built in the 1930s, fabulous market. There are beaches nearby. That's on the eastern side of the island, so you can do the city side, or you can go out to the west, which is famous for its cliffs and a lighthouse there and a spectacular mountain drive to approach that area, not for the faint of heart. So it's a beautiful area on the west.
Okay, and sorry, Kristen, I was just interested in the terms of cost. Is it a good value destination, or how would you describe it?
We were all quite impressed that it wasn't more expensive. We expected it to be more expensive, as island pricing often is, and we found it to be very comparable to maybe even in some cases a little less expensive than Spain, Peninsula Spain.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, Canary Islands, Tenerife being being the capital, I think. Interesting place to go.
Yes.
Not one we've covered in Travel Writers Radio, so we're really grateful for you filling us in on your visit to the islands. And you spent a week there. Is that enough?
I don't think so. It's
right.
Never enough. I was grateful to have the time there and happy to talk to you about it.
Kristen Henning, thank you very much, and we look forward to chatting with you on another of your nomadic adventures around the world.
All right, I'll look forward to talking to you soon. Thanks.
That was travel writer Christine Henning on the Canary Islands.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on J Air 87.8 FM.